Okay, the 46th parak of Yirmiyah is the Haftarah of this week's parasha, Parashas Bai. When we learned last, I spent most of the time just explaining the position of the different cities that I mentioned here and the whole layout of Mitzrayim. So, welcome back our Israeli guests. Welcome back. Okay, we're up to the fifth pasuk of the Haftarah, fourth pasuk. The nevuah was a nevuah about the downfall of Mitzrayim. As we mentioned, we had this nevuah Haftarah Va'era. The downfall of Mitzrayim was post Chorban, and Yirmiyah's nevuah did not extend after the Chorban. So this nevuah was said prior to the Chorban about something that was going to take place quite a number of years later. Hirba Kaishel, we're up to. Hirba Kaishel Gamnafal, Ish El Rei Ehu. Hirba Kaishel means that there were many stumbling blocks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put before the Mitzrim. Gamnafal Ish El Rei Ehu Vayayru Kuma Veneshuva Elameinu Veretz Meladetainu. Nafal here is a lashon of joining together. That the people in Mitzrayim, Rishonim Taichus as being those who were in Mitzrayim, that were guests of Mitzrayim, they said, let's get out of this country. Let's go home, Elameinu, Elaris Meladetainu, Necheref Hayoina. Because of the Cheref Hayoina, there are numerous interpretations, for the word Yoina here. The most famous is Cheref Hayoina means the swift sword. Just like a bird flies swiftly, Mitzrayim is going to be destroyed quickly. And therefore, people said, let's get out. Let's get out quickly. I don't know who says that pshat. That's the pshat I remember. I looked here under Rishayinim. Nobody says it here on the page.
I know.
They say Charviani either is the lashon of Aina is pain, Aina Stavarim is to cause pain, the painful sword, or Cherav Hayayna is the drunken sword, the sword of Yayin that's pursuing us. But somebody says Cherav Hayayna means a swift sword, I remember from somewhere. Anyway, this pasuk we can best understand today when you have all the refugees, streaming across Europe from war torn areas. That's what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying that Mitzrayim will be such a place of war, of battle, when Nebuchadnezzar falls upon it, that Nafal Ishal Reyeh Vayayimru Kuma V'Nashuv Alameinu V'Laris Meladetainu. All those that are Mitzrayim that have roots anywhere else will swiftly flee. They'll flee from Mitzrayim. And this is important because it's one thing when you say it about a country in the Middle East that's in the first place a third world country. But here, Mitzrayim was at that point the great world power. The Mitzrim at the time, 23 years before the Chorban, when Yeshua HaMelech died, he was killed by the Mitzrim. And it was the Mitzrim that sent the early, that were the people in control of Eretz Yisrael, sent the early, kings of Yehuda into Galus. So, that nation now became a nation from which everyone was fleeing. That's the nevuah here. Karusham, call out there. Pari Melech Mitzrayim, Shain, you who always storm, Hevir Hamayet, you missed the appointed time. This is a reference, as we learned in the Haftarah Parshas Va'era, that Pari had guaranteed the Jewish people from the sword of Nebuchadnezzar. He had guaranteed that if Nebuchadnezzar falls upon the Eretz Yisrael, that Mitzrayim would come to defend Eretz Yisrael, and the time passed, and they did not live by their treaty. Chayon Idom HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears, Hashem Tzavak HaShemai, Ki Kesaver Baharim HaKharm El Bayam Yavai, that just as sure as Tavar, the Mount of Tavar, is among the mountains, and that Har Carmel is by the Yam, Yavai, your punishment will come. Now here in the middle of the prophecy of the downfall of Mitzrayim, and the Pesukim continue, we have here a Pasuk which is darshan in the Gemara. What is Har Tavar and what is Har Carmel? Mm-hmm. Har Tavar and Har Carmel are the two mountains in Eretz Yisrael on which miracles took place. Mm-hmm. Har Tavar was the miracle on which the battle between Sisera and Devira and Barak took place. Har Tavar today, if you go on a tour in Eretz Yisrael, you can see it from the distance, a very unusual looking mountain. a round mountain with a flat top. It's very unique. When you look at it from the north, it's below a plain. And when you look at it, there's something to look at, because when you see it, you're amazed. Sisera had the high ground against Devira in that battle. And you look at it, you can see the valley, and you know, before there were airplanes to carry out airstrikes, that a battle should take place on such a mountain. But be that as it may, the Har Tavar, one miracle took place, and Har Carmel was another miracle, the miracle of Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, which is Naftar of Parshas Pinchas, I believe. Now, what's special about it? So I guess special is these are places miracles took place, so just as God performed miracles there, he assures the downfall of Mitzrayim. The Gemara says it's not the miracles that took place, but the reasons for the miracles that took place. The Gemara says in an expression that is interesting, B'shah Sheba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litein Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah on Har Sinai. These two mountains volunteered. The Shamu Tavar, the Carmel. Tavar and Carmel heard that God wants a mountain on which to give the Torah. V'inichu Mekayim Enu Bo Lahem. And they travel. Now, how a mountain travels is not explainable. But the Medrash, in its expression, says that Har Tavar and Har Carmel came to the Midbar, and they said, here we are. Ubolahem. B'shot Carmel B'yam. Har Carmel is along the river, so it sailed downstream. V'akadosh Baruch Hu tziva lahem lomo teratz dun horem gavnunim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you coming for the Torah? Bali muminatem. You're Bali mum. What was the mum of these two mountains? That they were very high mountains. We all know, we learned about it from second grade and on, that Har Sinai got the Torah because Har Sinai was a, so to speak, humble mountain. So Har Chomer Alekim L'shiftai Zeh Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Sinai. V'af al pikei par lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu scharon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the schar to these two mountains.
Did they answer the
Torah?
Did they answer the
They came for the Torah, of course. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're too big. So later on, B'tavar Nofel Sisra, B'Karmel Miskadosh Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's interesting. Chazal say poetically that on Har Carmel they said Hashem Olekim, Hashem Olekim, and on Har Tavar the verse said Anechi Lashem, Anechi Ashira. So the Chazal used the expression, they got pepek double. On Har Sinai, Hashem said, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. And here there were two Anoichis, Anoichi Lashem, Anoichi Yashira, two Hashem Alekim, Hashem Alekim, two statements of Emunah. So somehow these mountains got paid back their schar. The language I read you is from the Yalkut, the Gemara in Mikil Choftes, says the same thing in a shorter Lashon. And it says this idea that the mountains got schar for wanting to come. Ki Kesava Bahar, because Karmel Bayom Yavai means that they came to when Klal Yisrael was there, and you, Parah, you didn't come. So Hashem Kav Yochel swears by the name of Tavar and Carmel that the punishments will befall them. All right, so this is the, I guess, the Torah Shav HaPeh of this Torah Shav Iksav Pasuk. Fascinates me is that there is a Chassam Sefer. They printed a Chassam Sefer on Megillah. What they do, they took from his different writings, they took from his Truvis and his Drashas, and they created a Chassam Sefer on Megillah. There they bring a Truva, in which the Chassam Sefer is done, the Shaila. There's a halacha that a mountain can't become an Avodah Zarah. Because Al HaHorim Elohim, Alei HaHorim Elohim. A mountain itself, or something that's Mechubel Karka, it's connected to the globe of the earth, it can't become, I mean, people bow to it, isn't it? They make it Avodah Zarah, but doesn't get Dinei Avodah Zarah. So the Sefer deals with the Shaila of Avdei Harshen Nidaldalu. If you have a mountain on which Avodah Zarah is served, and the stone rolls off or breaks off, whether you say, well, it's originally part of a mountain, or not originally part of a mountain, or Avodah Zarah, that's what I'm saying. So he's down on this Shaila. So he brings a Raya from here. It says that every mountain in Eretz Yisrael, the Knanim was so steep in Avodah Zarah that every mountain in Eretz Yisrael was used to serve Avodah Zarah. And The question then becomes, how could Eliyahu Navi build a Mizbeach in Har Carmel? It's a place of Avodah Zarah. And the answer is, it's a mountain. It's a mountain. The mountain can't become an Avodah Zarah. So Sefer says, but one minute, these mountains were Nekrum of Kaiman. Right? The language here is that these mountains traveled to Har Sinai to get the Torah. Why the Chumra? How does a mountain travel? What?
I think the Torah said this, the Malach of the mountain.
Well, so Sefer says, the mountain traveled. So it's Avnei Harshon Adaldalu, and it traveled there. So what does he mean? He understands that the mountain actually traveled.
Once it came back to the right position afterwards,
yeah, but the Gemara says that if you have something that's Mechub L'Kak, it's detached, you reattach it, it could
maybe
become an Avodah Zarah.
You know.
We understand that it didn't physically move. It would have been a very amazing sight. To see it move, but I think it's safe for me, since that expression is used, so there must be some.
Well,
it is, and then it should be asked. Yeah, but the reason is it's exeris hakasid that something mechub lekarka doesn't become avodah zarah. If somebody serves an avodah zarah of something that's connected to the ground, it doesn't get dine iser avodah zarah. Okay, it is tashmishay, but it doesn't get. The Isurim, if it's something that's connected to the ground. That's Xeris HaKasim. It says, Al Harim,
the sun doesn't become also, even though they worship the sun.
Yeah.
Why okay. Like, we own something. That another person can't make something that I own and vice versa. Everything was given to Ravino. So how was mountains...
The Gemara actually asked this question. The Gemara asks, how the trees in Eretz Yisrael and Asherah, Einot Amayis Adam Asherah Shalai, and at the time of Rav Avinu, it was Kain Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Yidden. So the Gemara says, it's a Gemara, and later Rabbi Nazara, that says that you're right, Kei Mekam Asa, but B'shah, Shapolchu, Yisrael, La'egel, when Yisrael bowed down to the Egel, they showed that they're okay with Rabbi Nazara. And if the owner of the item is okay with the Avodah Zarah, then even if someone else bows to it, it becomes Asur. That's the Gemara says. That's a very good question. But nevertheless, it's hard for us to imagine. It's very hard. Yetzer Haras go away, they become nonsensical. It's very hard for us to imagine, but in the ancient world, everybody had his Avodah Zarah, and it wasn't a contradiction. Avodah Zarah is about a dozen. You know, everybody had his Avodah Zarah. And it's not a contradiction. It's all one psychology of people having their own God. Everybody's
and
got his God.
Well,
Kai Yisrael showed that they were Nicha at the Egel. Whatever it means that the Erev Rav did it, it's true, but Kai Yisrael were participants. Kai Yisrael wouldn't have been punished had it been just the Erev Rav. Well, that affects, that shows acceptance of Avodah Zarah. Once you show acceptance of it, so then somebody could ask for something that's not his. So that's the idea. Okay, getting back to the words against Mitzrayim, Kli Goyla Asilach Yeshev Espas Mitzrayim. The Navi says to the Egyptians, prepare for yourselves, and what a Kli Goyla, I guess, wagons or things that you need to go to Galus. Ki Naif, which we learned last time, that's Memphis. L'shama Sihia will be destroyed. V'nitzitza, and it will become desolate. Me'ein Yoshev. We learned last time that 40 years, Mitzrayim became desolate, at the time the Nebuchadnezzar destroyed it. Egla Yefei Piha Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is compared to the Egel. To an Egel Yefei Piha. To a pretty looking Egel. Keretz mitzafayim baba, and its destruction came from the north. And we always call Nebuchadnezzar coming from the north. I mentioned to you many times that even though Bavel, Babylonia, is actually due east from Eretz Yisrael, but because it's not possible or it's very difficult to travel across a desert, especially with a gigantic army, so all the destruction that came upon Klal Yisrael from Nebuchadnezzar is called Mitzafa in Tipasachara, that the trouble comes from the north. Bavel's called north of Eretz Yisrael, despite the fact that it's not. This idea is Reb Yaakov Emden mentions in his Agoyes to the Gemara, that it's because of this aspect of how they travel. The mention of the Egel here is also to try to compare it to the Egel, which is Avodah Zarah. Here, the Gemara darshins Yefei Pia to be a Lashon of Znus. Egla Yefei Pia Mitzrayim. The Gemara is an expression of wiping its mouth, so to speak. It's a Lashon of Znus, that the Mitzrayim was steeped in Znus, and they were destroyed, and the idea is that Klal Yisrael were in 49 Shari Tuma. They were rescued, because when Klal Yisrael is in a nation, in Galus, that nation's Yetzirah, every nation has its main Yetzirah. That nation's Yetzirah has to be something that Klal Yisrael resists. So, we find, Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim being faulted for being in Memtei Shari Tuma. At the same time, they were not Mizana. They were not Mizana. It says that the other nation said that Hashta Begufeyem Shelton B'Nishisem LeKalshkein. They were shelton in their bodies. They weren't shelton in their wives. And the Gemara says they weren't, that Klal Yisrael stayed pure. So whatever the Yetzirah of the country you're in is, you have to resist that the other way. What's the Yetzirah in America?
To resist money.
Money? Yeah. Money's not bad. What's wrong with money? Money's bad?
No, I don't think it's bad.
I know people actually bought lottery tickets. You imagine? People waste them. Somebody was buying a lottery ticket. He said $1 billion. So I said, why don't you bet on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? You pick 6 numbers, right? 1, 2. He says, that'll never win. I said, whatever you pick, the odds are exactly the same as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is that correct? The odds are exactly the same. So is that absurd?
Like other nations, or it's an amalgamation of many countries?
I don't know. Every country has its own. It's true.
And you could have lost all the tickets of $500 million. And they'll be winning $1.5 billion.
No, but you're the winner, if they're 3 winners, you only get the fraction.
If you bought all the tickets yourself, you get all the
money. Why?
Because more people...
Nobody picks 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. No, no, no. I disagree. There's nobody who takes 1, 2, 3, 5, 6.
No.
Oh, only people listen to me. And they're very few.
Considered like a forerunner of Znus. That itself, it said the whole thing of Avodah Zarah
is compared to Znus. The Navi constantly, Yirmiyah happens to be, Yirmiyah constantly compares being not faithful to God to Avodah Zarah is not being faithful to God is compared to Znus. But Mitzrayim was steeped in Znus anyway, the Pashup Shat Znus. Now I'd like you to notice when you do the Haftarah in the Shul Chumashim, this Pasuk, Keretz Mitzafayim Ba Ba, is misprinted as Keren Mitzafayim Ba Ba. What? Oh, you have a Chumash?
No, I have it here.
You have Keretz. You remember it, okay. You know, someone always corrects the Bakayre. Keren, you know. So, no, it's Keretz, Mitzafayim, Baba, and...
You know, if anybody corrects it on this island, they won't listen.
Well, there's some people who listen and don't memorize it necessarily, so I don't know. Okay, I guess the Haftarah really, as you'll notice, on Shabbos, continues all about Mitzrayim. The last two psukim say something nice about the Jewish people. The whole Haftarah is not about the Jews. It's a very interesting Haftarah. Parshas Bayi is two parts. The first part is the downfall of Mitzrayim, and the second part are the mitzvahs. And the Haftarah is totally related to the first part. It's really supposed to be related to the last Aliyah.
Like the and for some reason. The first part is all the difficulties that happen to the Jews.
But the Haftarah really is supposed to be about the end of the parasha, about the Gula. Maybe that's why the last two psukim, like you say, are the Gula. Tira Avdi Yaakov, Alteches Yisrael.